Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Oh, yeah. Friday. Here we are. Doesn't it feel so good? Oh, yes, it does. Feel like a bubble bath. Yes, you have found the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger, soaking in suds as we speak. Yeah, ain't that a really nasty thought? Just kidding. Not about the nasty thought about me soaking in suds. It is the 17th of April, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. And again, there wasn't a whole lot. I'm so sorry. In around 5 minutes. Oh, the Microsoft band. Yes, you remember that thing? You know, the fitness band for all you fitness fanatics out there getting your groove on. Oh, yeah. Well, it's been available in the U.S. for quite a few months, and everybody in the U.K. has been saying, you know what, we'd like to work out too, Microsoft. Where the bloody hell is it? Well, finally, U.K. listeners, it has arrived. Or it's about to arrive, should I say. All you got to do is get your behind over there to the Microsoft Web Store, and there's a big old Buy It Now button, and it can be yours for £170. That's including VAT, by the way, so it's not cheap, no. The device is going to come in 3 sizes, small, medium, and large. It also has that extra charging cable if you need one for an additional £17. Don't know how big a size you're going to need? Well, there's a printable size guide to help you determine exactly what size your wrist is. Well, Meerkat. Yeah, we don't really hear a whole lot about Meerkat anymore since Periscope kind of came along, have we? Well, Android users that have been craving Meerkat, well, it's finally coming your way. You can now sign up for public beta. Now, there's really no indication whatsoever if the number of beta testers is going to be limited, but according to the sign-up right now, it doesn't look like there's going to be. Mind you, Meerkat is actually still available in beta on the iPhone and iPod Touch 2, and there hasn't seemed to be any limited sign-ups for that now, has there? In fact, since Periscope came along, I'd say there's a lot of people that are signing off of it. Speaking of Meerkat, or, you know, streaming services, this seems to be the new thing, isn't it? Let's just shoot video and tweet it out to the world, shall we? Seems that Yahoo wants to take an even bigger step forward. They want to combine Meerkat, Skype, Snapchat all into one huge friggin' thing. Tipsters inside Yahoo are claiming that the company is building a mobile app that includes text messaging, Snapchat-style recorded video, and elements of a live streaming app that's similar to Meerkat and even Skype. Other tidbit information is coming out that's saying that first, your broadcast streams only to your contact list. Whoever's there, that's the only persons that are going to see your stream. But they're hoping that live streaming would extend into community-like places, you know, like fantasy sports or something like that. Of course, Yahoo hasn't confirmed anything whatsoever, but if the rumors ring true, we're definitely going to be seeing this threesome app hitting our way this quarter. Yeah, we've got cloud storage, we've got, you know, the compact disc, the Blu-rays, the DVD storage, we've got our USB storage, we got terabytes of space and hard drives, and, you know, we're just forgetting about one. Tape. I know, I can hear you laughing right now, but you won't be laughing when I tell you this. IBM and Fujifilm have figured out how to fit, get this, 220 terabytes of data on a standard-sized tape that literally fits right in your hand, like a cassette tape. Now, mind you, this is a prototype right now from Fuji, and also the accompanying drive to actually run the thing is also a prototype. But it actually packs 88 times as much data onto a tape as industry standard LTO6 systems using the same size of cartridge. Now, the current LTO6 tape can actually hold 2.5 terabytes of uncompressed data on a cartridge that's about 4 by 4 inches across and about 2 centimeters thick. Well, this is going to outdo that by 88 times. Could you imagine? But we're going to have to be imagining for quite a while, because the new technology won't be out in products for several years, Fujifilm and IBM are saying. But hey, if you still got those old reel-to-reel tapes from the 70s and early 80s, don't throw them away. You never know. And finally, picture this, literally. Can you imagine a camera that basically powers itself? Columbia University researchers had developed a self-powered camera whose pixels both record light and turn it into electricity. They say the trick is to use photodiodes, which are, I guess, common in both cameras and solar panels, that are set to collect energy, not simply conduct it. Mind you, though, before you start saying, holy crap, I want one, well, you won't want one when you see how crappy the picture is. Actually, you can go over to Engadget and check out the picture. It's very blurry, you can't really make out anything. You can make out, though, that it's a guy's face. So no, your camera and your phone and your DSLR camera, yeah, they're perfectly safe for now. Columbia's prototype captures just 1,200 black and white pixels. And they're saying it needs a lot of light just to keep it running. But they're saying if scientists can actually refine the technology to work in multi-megapixel levels, you could see cameras that last a long time on a battery. And may not even need a battery at all. As cool as this sounds, it actually just kind of makes me think. Why don't we just have a camera with a solar panel on it? Seems a simpler route to me. Just saying. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Oh, yes, indeed. That does it for your Friday episode of the BTN News Show. But hey, it's Friday, and you know what that means. Oh, yes, it's a Mac Show Day. 3 p.m. UK time, 10 a.m. Eastern U.S., 7 a.m. Pacific U.S., 2 UTC time. Jot that down, because today is going to be a good show. Adam Christensen is going to be on the show. Rockin' Doc, oh yeah, going to be on the show. Jeff Carlson's going to be on the show. And Lee Peterson with Ewan Rankin leading the team. That's the Mac Show today, 3 p.m. UK time, live right here on the British Tech Network. As for the new show, well, actually, we're not going to be here next Monday, but I promise we'll be back on Tuesday. We'll get you caught up on all the best technology news that'll happen over the weekend and into Monday. But until then, I do hope you have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you back here next Tuesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.